Hello, people. I am here. That's right. Julia White. You know me. I'm your host of Everything and Anything. And I'm here today, stuck in a snowstorm in the car on I-25 with my sister. And I haven't done the past three podcasts, so I figured it's about time I start to do one. So that way I can keep my A. All right. Great talks. Now I am driving, so I can't play my favorite song of the week. So I'll do that at the end of the podcast. But for right now, Alex, introduce yourself. Say hello to my, 10 listeners.
Hi, I am Alex. I am Julia's younger sister. Yeah. Hi, 10 listeners.
They're great. We love them lots. I think half of them are my family, and I know Nana and Grandpa definitely
listen. Nana and Grandpa listen?
They love it.
Oh, that's so funny.
They love it. So keep the topics PG-13. I see you, Nana. I love you. It's for you. So, Alex, my listeners, let's talk about your high school experience and what DSA is kind of like and how it's different from, the normal schools like Frederick.
Well, for any of you who don't know, DSA, or the Denver School of the Arts, is an art school in Denver. Big surprise. Anyway, it is 6 through 12, so it's not really high school with all your regular only, 9th graders through 12th graders, because you've got little munchkins running around also. And I swear to God, these little children are the most energetic, insane creatures you have ever seen on planet Earth. It's like you took the most rambunctious children and shoved them into one tiny building. So it's different than regular high school because you have majors, actually. So every student has a specific major. And there are 11 different majors, and that's what your focus is. And that kind of becomes more important than your actual education, hence being an art school.
Awesome. What else about high school? Tell them about how people dress at DSA.
Well,
and PG only. Thank you.
Every major kind of has a different look.
Okay.
So you've got your dance majors, who look pretty normal. They wear the regular, leggings, Vans, your pink shirts, the regular what you would see.
They're the normal high schoolers.
Yeah, they're what you would regularly see at a high school. Cheerleader's look, kind
of. They're like the cheerleaders of DSA.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay.
Then,
where are nerds at? Where are the nerds
at? The nerds?
Yeah, who are the
weirdos? Oh, the band majors and the orchestra majors are definitely the nerds. but they dress normally, too, for the most part, like the regular nerds. Most of them.
Okay.
Some of them fall into the more wacky major
dressings.
Do you
have a furry problem like Frederick had?
Oh,
not a problem.
My
we
God.
Are very accepting.
No, it's a problem.
We're
it's
accepting.
A problem.
It's not a problem
at DSA.
It's not a problem. We can't say that it's a problem. That's their way of expressing themselves. But do you have furries at your school?
Oh, the stage and craft and design majors are the weirdest people. So weird. It's just, it's a huge thing there.
Okay, just wondering. Okay,
it's
sorry.
It's a huge thing there.
Who are, your middle grounders, the normal people?
Probably,
Who's considered normal? Are, the dancers considered normal, or are they considered weird for dressing like everybody else?
No, the dancers aren't considered weird. The dancers just don't, they're just on their own level. They don't talk to people. Kind of like the theater majors stick to themselves for the most part. We are very theater and theater only. And if you, prove yourself, I guess, I don't know, you can chill with us, but...
This is getting very difficult to see. People, I really hope we don't get in a car accident together. That would be a very sad turn for this podcast.
That'd be really funny.
And I also don't know how I would ever top it. So let's hope that we don't get in a car accident today.
It'd
I literally can
finale.
Barely see anything right now. And the roads are wet. And literally we're on 25 going 45 miles an hour. It's a bridge.
Okay.
And back to not being able to see. Okay. So that's Alex's experience. Also, podcast listeners... I finally decided on a school. I know, it's been ridiculous. Drum roll, please. I'm going to CSU. Colorado State. Where do you think you're going that fast? Crazies. Anyways, I'm super excited. I decided simply because I think it has the best advantages for who I am and who I'm as a student and then who I am as a person. The closeness of it being closer to home is great. But at the same time, I will be far away from home. So if I don't want to come home and if I don't want to talk to my family, it could feel like it's forever away. So that's super exciting. And Alex will miss me, or at least that's what I'm going to continue to tell myself.
Oh, I miss you.
Hey, that's not nice. She's going to. Don't let her confuse you. We're tight, man. We're tight. What else do we want to talk about? Coffee. I love coffee.
Can we talk about the eighth grader who really likes trying to be friends with the sophomore theater majors?
Why do you respond?
He's really sweet.
Then that's on you.
No, it's a weird thing.
I am the queen of the non-reply. I am the queen of the ignore and non-reply.
No.
If you don't want to talk to him, don't talk to him. It's literally that easy.
He didn't get cast as what he wanted in 9 to 5. And he's
so did literally everybody else except for probably one person.
Okay, yes. That's fair.
Exactly. There's
but
only
he's
one
also
lead.
An eighth grader. There's actually three leads.
Oh,
and since
big
it's
whoop.
Double cast, six, eight. Math.
Oh. Whoa, 8 people for an all-school musical. Wow. Oh, fuck. You're not allowed to say that. Now I have to go back and bleep it out. You have a cussing problem, Alex.
Our grandparents listen to this.
They are. As if they don't know. You don't think Mom doesn't talk about you? Please.
She probably doesn't, because then they'll talk to Dad. And what is
as if Dad doesn't know?
You sound like... Wait, do that again.
No, I can't. Sorry, it's a one-time thing
only. Oh my god, it's a Disney character, I think. Cartoon. Name that laugh. It's a new game.
What is it? I don't know. I think this is our exit, but I can't see anything, so I can't recognize anything.
I'll read it, because I've got great eyes, you know.
You can go to American Furniture.
It is our exit.
Okay. We currently have someone at our house trying to see, like, how much it's going to cost for them to paint the whole inside of our house.
Which is unnecessary.
It's not unnecessary.
It's unnecessary.
We've been in this house for 20 years. It
it's
needs
unnecessary.
Some upgrades.
It needs just some upgrades. Painted the house.
Anyways, we don't know if we want to go home. But I have a lot of studying to do, and I have 2 more podcasts after this one. So maybe we'll just drive around, and we'll be, like, the series of the driving podcast. And we can call them Listen and Go, or...
Should I figure out how much homework I have tonight?
No, that's so boring. No one wants to listen to that.
It wasn't really a for-the-audience type of thing.
Well, this is for the audience, Alex. Make something interesting to talk about. What else? Oh, I have to get out. This is our exit, people. I always get rear-ended at this exit, so we're going to pray to God that the people behind us know that it's a yield sign, not a continuing lane. I'm shouting, and just in case the people behind me hear me.
You know, because they can hear you.
I kind of want coffee.
Ooh, coffee.
I've already dropped, like, $40 today on food.
You didn't drop, like, $40 on food.
Okay.
Actually, 4, because you said...
This is bad, guys. My engine light just came on. Last time I was driving with my engine light, my whole car broke down.
Oh, my God, no.
And I really can't handle that today, so we're going home.
Do you want to go to Burger King?
No! My engine light is on! We do not get to stop! There's no stopping. We are driving home.
Okay, well then, do you want to go this way?
No.
So it's quicker?
I'm going this way.
Okay.
Don't stop. Oh gosh, I have to stop myself. Like, guys, if my car, why is my engine light on? It says service emission systems. No.
It could just be an oil thing.
Oh. I just need to get home. Snuggle with my chihuahua.
Have you told them about the chihuahua?
Oh, we can talk about chicken. Okay, guys, if you don't know about this about me, well, first of all, if you don't know that I don't have a chihuahua, we probably aren't very close because I talk about her to pretty much anyone I have a chance to.
24/7, every day,
here we go, chance to learn about me a little bit. I won't talk for too long because I feel like anyone who actually listens to my podcast probably knows me and you probably already know. So I have this chihuahua. I got her 2 years ago at the Boulder Humane Society, and I was with my dad, and... We walk in, blah, 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 and I had, like, done some research, right? So I knew which chihuahua I wanted to look at. And they had named the chihuahuas the wrong way. And so the one that said Cecile, which was her name, was, like, the wrong dog. And I was like, no. And anyways, so my dad and I walk in. There's all these, like, cute little dogs. And, like, they were all so cute. Guys, by the way, instead of spending thousands and thousands of dollars on, like,
purebred dogs, go to the rescues, you know, change a little doggy's life. Do that instead.
They're just as cute.
They're just as cute, and they just as much need a home. And when you get purebred, you start messing things up
with genetics
and stuff. So you don't want that. You want a good, healthy puppy.
You don't want some mutant dog.
And then a lot of the times they actually are healthier because they haven't been bred. So, because I mean, when you mess with, like, the breeding. Anyways, go to a pound, save a doggy's life. So, we're walking in. There's all these cute dogs. And Cecile is in the corner. And we come around this corner. And I kid you not, there's this one dog that we hear while we're walking that just won't shut up. And it's the dog that she's in with. And it was, I don't even know, it was some other kind of chihuahua. And that was the name of, like, they had flipped the two dog tags or whatever. So my dad thought that the barky one was the one that I wanted to take home. He's like, no, we're not doing it. I'm like, no, Dad, no, I don't want that one. I want the one with the cone head. She had just had surgery on her cherry eye, which I'm not exactly sure what that is, but that's what it's called.
It's a cherry eye? I thought she just had demon eyes.
No, she had... So you guys know how dogs have that little filter thing or that little, like, second lens that goes over their eye? Well, Cecile's wasn't working correctly, pretty much. Anyway, so she had just had surgery, so she had these giant cone head. She was so sad. She was shivering. Like, she's ugly. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I can't even
She's a gross
she is
dog.
Gross, but she is, like, my little baby, and I love her so much. Like, probably more than most people, but we all have that dog or cat or pet. And if you don't, then
maybe
I'm sorry.
Get a fish.
Maybe get a fish if you're not the kind of, like, pet person. Anyway, so we come around the corner, and she's shivering, and she's white, and she's totally emaciated. Like, so chihuahuas...
She looks like Dobby!
She kind of does. Anyway, so we get her, and I kid you not, so chihuahuas are only probably supposed to weigh between, like, 8 to 10 pounds, depending on, like, their size. But she weighed, like, 6 pounds, and she should probably be around, like, 8 and a half. But okay, but you take 6? All right, that is, like, a large percentage... Like, only having, like, 2 pounds to gain is a lot for a chihuahua. So, she was super tiny. She was so sad. Anyways, we meet with her, and I'm sitting on the ground because there was only, like, one chair or whatever, and I wanted to sit on the ground. My dad's sitting in the chair, and the lady brings Cecile in, and she just crawls right into my lap. Oh, it was amazing. Anyways, we ended up leaving because my mom wasn't there, so she didn't get to, like, see her. And we're, like, maybe 5 minutes down the road, and my dad looks at me, and he's like, do you want me to turn around? And I was like, yes, I totally wanted to turn around. Anyways, long story short, I bought my chihuahua, and we've been pals ever since. And honestly, don't tell my sister this, even though she's really next to me, I might miss her a little bit more, jokes aside.
She will definitely miss the chicken more than
I'm teasing, I'm teasing.
No, she's not.
Kind of not, but I love
she's
my
She's not
sister.
Teasing.
Think of it this way. People have phones, guys. You can communicate. You can FaceTime. Dogs don't have phones. They can't text you. They can't FaceTime you. They can't Snapchat you.
Do you
when they
want
miss
a dog
you.
To be able to FaceTime?
Hell yes, I do. That'd be awesome. Chihuahua be like, good morning, my baby. Be like, oh, I miss her so much. Well, anyways, well, I feel like we've definitely had a 10-minute podcast. And
let me see. 13:38.
All right. Anyways, guys, this is number one of three.
Wait, we have to do song.
I'll do it later. You can put it in. It's an editing
app.
Okay. So
we'll do a song later. Bye.
Okay, guys. I made it home safely, and I promised you guys that I'd play my favorite song of the week, so here it comes.